Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local kid compared to us. Yes, he's a kid. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Fox 45. Bring back to the show AJ Gersh. AJ, good morning. How you feeling today?
Bye, Vinny and Nolan. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. Nice, beautiful day in Baltimore. Took a nice walk along the Inner Harbor this morning, and I'm ready to watch some Orioles baseball tonight, as little as the optimism seems to be proving after yesterday's game. But you know, Zach Eflin against Casey Mize, good pitching matchup. Let's see if the bats can show up tonight.
Now, what a difference 4 days makes, by the way, in regards to the Orioles. And we were talking about this, AJ, because Nolan last week, not to like put him on blast because he was optimistic. A lot of people thought, hey, PT and Towson's got him in the World Series still, even though they're 14 games out of first place. But did you think, based on that uprising that this was, and the return of Mullins and Westberg, which we knew was coming, and then O'Neill and the rest, Sanchez, blah, 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 that what we saw for that 6 in a row, 9 of 11, whatever it was, that, yeah, this is a thing, and this could be real, or was it fool's gold? I mean, it still could be real. They have a lot of baseball left to be played, but, AJ, were they back in your eyes?
I'm not so sure that they're back, but I'm also not sure that that was a fake out. I think that what we saw after the end of that Boston series, and then, of course, dropped 2 out of 3 against St. Louis, but yeah, the sweep in, against Chicago and out west when you sweep Seattle, what you saw there were a couple of things that we hadn't seen all season. Number one, it was, of course, the starting pitching, giving quality starts night after night, which not sustainable, first and foremost. You can't expect Charlie Morton to go out there and throw a quality start and then follow it up the next night with Dean Kramer and Zach Eflin the next night, Sagano, you know, back to back to back. You're not going to see that, of course, by any team, but especially not the guys that the Orioles have been throwing out this year. But I think the bigger and more important thing that we learned from that win streak and that 9 out of 11 games won is the fact that the bats came to life, and they started hitting in clutch positions. They started hitting with runners in scoring position. Adley Rutschman has finally turned it on in the month of June. So has Gunnar Henderson, who, by the way, everyone's been talking about Ryan O'Hearn and how great of a season that he's having, and I don't want to discount that, but Gunnar Henderson still leads the team in wins above replacement. Let's not mince our words here. Gunnar Henderson has still been the best batter that the Orioles have had, regardless of his batting average, and he'll continue to be. But this team is finally starting to show a little bit of life, and then, of course, you lose 2 out of 3 in Sacramento to the Athletics, and that's for a team that had won, what, 1 game out of 21? Not what you have wanted to see at that position coming off a hot streak. But I don't think we could discount what we saw over the past 2 weeks. I think the Orioles still have a fight in them that isn't going away. And I think that these guys now finally, that they're healthy and playing together again with Couser and Mullins and Westberg all back in the lineup, it's probably going to look a little bit better than what we saw in April and May.
Now, AJ, before the game yesterday, Tony Manzolino said that Kobe Mayo's basically a first baseman now, so forget about him at third. They've got plenty of options there, certainly with Westberg back. What do you think about the offensive upside of Kobe Mayo? I mean, Kerstad goes down. This guy was on a playoff roster 2 years in a row. Will Kobe Mayo be given a, air quotes, fair chance to show what he can do with the stick and at the bag, basically learning on the fly?
Well, you have to, right? You have to give Kobe Mayo the same opportunity that you gave Heston Kerstedt, and that is keep him up for 2-3 months, see exactly what he's capable of doing at an elongated situation in the big leagues, which he's really never had. And what the Orioles have been, in my opinion, a little bit shoddy with in the past couple of seasons, especially with this rebuild coming to fruition, so to speak, is giving players enough time to ruminate in the major leagues. You've seen Kobe Mayo get called up, sent back down, called back up, sent back down. It was the same type of situation with Kyle Stowers a couple of years ago, and he could never put it together because he never really had the opportunity to, and then you ship him off with Norby to Miami for Trevor Rogers. Who knows how that trade's going to work out, but Stowers looks like he has the potential to be an all-star guy. Now, with Kobe Mayo, and you look at his stats across the minor leagues, they're phenomenal. I mean, two seasons ago, he hit close to 300, 30 home runs. Last season, he hit close to 325 or 26 home runs. And then this year, he was doing the same thing. He was raking in AAA, got called up once, couldn't really find himself at the plate, and then got sent back down immediately. So now with Ryan Mountcastle out for an extended period of time, I think it was 8 to 12 weeks or something like that, with that hamstring strain, you got to give a guy like Kobe Mayo the same chance you gave Heston Kerstedt and let him get at bats on a night-to-night basis and show maybe what Jackson Holliday has shown when he got consistent at bats, and that what happens in the minor leagues isn't always a fluke. It can translate.
AJ, are the expectations for the Ravens offense too high?
Oh, I don't know about too high. I don't think you can go too high with this Ravens offense. They were, in my opinion, the most electrifying offense in the league the last two seasons and only getting better after 2023 into last year. And then what you do is you go out and you add DeAndre Hopkins. You go out and you draft some offensive line pieces. You get a guy like Keaton Mitchell back at full speed as your third running back behind Justice Hill, who, by the way, is the most underrated third down backup running back in the entire league, not to discount what Derrick Henry does either, who's going for his 2,000 yards. Did you see that Derrick Henry
Adam
is going to be
Sandler.
Going for 2,000 yards so he can get an Adam Sandler
yeah.
movie?
Yeah. Happy Gilmore.
A little
four.
Bit more incentive to ball out. But I don't see that there's any reason to discount this Ravens offense, especially year three in the Monken system. You know what they say, year one could be a fluke. Two times in a row, maybe a coincidence, but when you put things together three times, that is a force certain. And I think Todd Monken is a force certain type of offensive coordinator. And what we're going to see out of this Ravens offense, barring an injury to number 8, of course, is going to be...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
Sky high.
Okay, speaking of that, then, what are your expectations for the defense?
I think that we can hope that the defense improves year over year. The big knock on the defense last year in the early stage of the season was the secondary. And, of course, the middle of the field was wide open. You know, we weren't seeing any second middle linebacker step up and help Roquan. Wide receivers were tearing up on the slants in the beginning of the year. And now you had the opportunity with Malachi Starks back there to allow a little bit more free roaming with Kyle Hamilton. Of course, you don't want to put a lot on a rookie with our Darius Washington going down with that Achilles injury. It's going to be a little tough with the secondary depth. But I think you'll probably end up bringing in a veteran before week one at safety. And then I'd like to see Nate Wiggins take another step up, be a little bit stronger off the line of scrimmage. Man-to-man, he's fantastic. He's just got to get a little bit of more muscle off the push. And then you've still got the defensive line issues with getting to the quarterback, but that's why you draft a guy like Mike Green, who was top of the league, top of NCAA in sacks last year. What I've seen out of him at OTAs and what everyone has talked about him and his work ethic, specifically the way that he practices. Mike Green seems like he's the real deal. Of course, a first-round talent falling to the second round. So I think a little bit of optimism on the defense. They can be better than they were last year. There's a lot of room for improvement, certainly, and I think that they probably made all the right moves that they could this offseason to make that happen.
A.J. Gersh, Fox 45. A.J., appreciate the time as always. Enjoy the rest of your Woman Crush Wednesday, and don't fall in the harbor the next time you walk around Harbor Plank.
I will try my best. Got to keep it balanced, guys. Yeah, I appreciate you.
Got it, man. Apparently some oil spills going on around downtown Baltimore. But when we come back, whip around, talk about what's going on in the world of sports. Got the NBA Finals resuming tonight. Stanley Cup tomorrow. Some cool things happening this day. Orioles history. And then 11:30, Vinny mentioned that the Ravens offense, a lot of homegrown dudes. How about that defense? A lot of drafted guys over there, too.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.